WAWOTA. The students of Wawota Parkland School had the chance to view the sled dogs of Monroe Maunder on March 27. They also had a chance to go snowshoeing and have a sled ride. They were treated to hot chocolate by the fire. This great experience was made possible by sponsors Element Technical Services, the Hebert Group, Deep Roots Foundation, Vaderstad and Conexus Credit Union. Joe and Lorraine Weatherald have returned home after a winter stay in Florida. Sympathy to Jason and Rebecca White and family on the passing of Rebecca's father Joe Nicolay. He died in Mexico at the age of 70. Sympathy also to Kevin and Jenine Greenbank and family on the passing of Jenine's brother, Adrian Stradsky of Rokenville. He passed away on March 21 at the age of 32 years. His funeral service was held on March 30 at the Hope Congregational Church in Rokenville. Harvey and Ethel Hurren of Brandon visited in Wawota last week and attended the service at the United Church. Harvey was a former United Church minister in Wawota. Happy 85th birthday to Clarence LaMontagne, whose birthday was March 23. The first meeting of the 2023 Heritage Committee was held on March 27. The Heritage Day will be August 5. We are hoping to add some new events and are also looking for more volunteers.